Reefs are dynamic places with a lot of big action and scary stuff happening. Outbreaks of crown of thorns being a great example of that. These sea stars that can grow over a foot or foot and a half in diameter, full of spines, you put your hand on them, you get really hurt, devour coral. They can put their stomachs out of their body and digest the coral outside their body and slurp it up. And these animals can eat up entire reefs. When a front of crown of thorns goes through a reef, 95-99% of the coral can die. A few coral species have defenses, but not in and of themselves, but by their symbionts. And a good example of this is the Poecilopora coral shown here. These corals are home to little crabs called guard crabs that live among the branches. And the coral likes them so much that it makes little fat fruits for them that the crabs harvest and eat. Now the crabs, in turn, deter predators that want to eat the coral. So when a crown of thorns crawls up to a Poecilopora coral, the guard crabs will congregate on the end of the coral where the sea star is coming from and start nipping at it and drive it away. As a result, Poecilopora can survive an attack unlike most other corals. My name is Gustav Pauli. I'm the curator of invertebrates at the Florida Museum of Natural History.